Hello, everybody, welcome to another episode of Wrestling Weekly. This is New News, episode 15. In this episode, I will be covering most of the changes of 1.20.5 and 1.20.80, Job and Bedrock, respectively. I will not be covering the Wolves, the Armadillos, the Wolf Armor, the Wolf Variants, things like that, because I'm going to be talking about that in my next Let's Talk episode, which will come out this Friday, because that is going to go more in depth on them. And to keep this episode short, I'm just going to talk about the major things unrelated to Wolves and all that stuff. So let's go ahead and get into the release for Java. So this is Minecraft Java Edition 1.20.5, and as I said before, I'm going to be skipping the Armadillos and Wolves, all the main, like, iconic stuff this update, because I'm leaving that for a dedicated Let's Talk episode, but there are some other changes, and for starters, the UI has been updated with a fresher look. They updated it to sport a fresher look and be more consistent when it comes to the layout of different UI elements, all while retaining the essence and feel of the old screens. The menu background dirt texture has been replaced by a darkened background. The dirt background can be restored by using the built-in Programmer Art Resource Pack. Outside of the game, the main menu panorama is displayed behind all screens. In the game, the world will be visible behind all screens. Paired with the darkened background is a blur. The strength of the blur can be configured in the video settings and accessibility settings. Screen elements, such as titles and buttons, are positioned more consistently across different screens. The World Backups screen and the Players screen in the Realms menu have been updated. Lists now have clearer borders at the top and bottom. Button tooltips will no longer appear when hovering outside the containing element. After defeating the Ender Dragon and entering the End Portal, the End Poem and credits are now displayed on a background based on the animated End Portal effect. The animated Nether Portal texture is displayed when changing dimension to or from the Nether. And the animated end portal effect is displayed when changing dimension to or from the end. Spawn chunk changes. The size of the spawn chunks changed from a radius of 10, 19 by 19 entity ticking chunks, to a radius of 2, 3 by 3 entity ticking chunks. This is done to reduce loading times as well as memory and CPU usage. We opted to not fully remove the spawn chunks to allow players who currently utilize this functionality to continue to do so. Added a new game rule, spawn chunk radius, to set the size of the spawn chunks. Possible values are 0 to 32, where 0 completely disables the spawn chunks, and 10 is equivalent to the functionality before this change. Default value is 2, equivalent to 3x3 entity ticking chunks. Note that setting this to a high value might require allocating more memory for the game in the launcher. Tamed wolves and health damage. Tamed wolves now have 40 health points, 20 hearts, instead of 10 health points, 10 hearts. They no longer take half the damage from most environmental sources like they used to. In most cases, this change will make no difference given the health boost, but they can now withstand more damage from players and arrows. So, they used to take half the damage from most environmental sources, but now they don't take that because the health has been doubled, and it's mainly just players and arrows that will be affected by this because they're not environmental sources. Feeding a wolf now heals twice as many health points to account for the increased health. Minor tweaks to blocks, items, and entities. Renamed scutes that drop from turtles to turtle scutes. Added unique sounds for cobwebs. Enchantments on items are now always listed in the same order in tooltips, regardless of how they were added to those items. Adjusted flying behavior for bees and parrots to keep them from overshooting the position when flying up and down. Llamas and shulkers are no longer able to destroy armor stands. Status effect particle colors are no longer blended into one particle color. All active visible status effect particles are now rendered separately, so you'll have more of a colorful, more of a rainbow particle effect when you have multiple potions. Control picking a renamed block, such as a chest, in creative mode will now give a renamed item, and control picking a block no longer lists plus NBT in the item tooltip. Accessibility, the default focus is now always set when entering or exiting any menu while navigating using tab or arrow keys. Added a new accessibility option to control the strength of the background blur when a menu is open. Japanese font variants. A new option has been added to select Japanese variants for some CJK characters. Replacement glyphs come from the Japanese version of the Unifont font. The new option is included in a new font settings menu, accessible from the language menu. The default value of this option is based on the system local's language setting. The forced Unicode button has been moved to font settings. Performance improvements. Improved hopper performance. Hoppers will no longer try to pick up item entities if there is a full block placed above it. Bee hives and bee nests are exempt from this. This does not affect minecarts with hoppers. Reduced time needed to generate explore maps to bury treasures. Saving and loading improvements. In single player, when an error occurs during loading or saving of chunks, a warning will be shown in a toast. Trying to join a single player world with less than 64 megabytes of free disk space will show a warning. Additionally, a warning toast will be shown periodically while in game. And then we have a ton of technical changes. So I'm about maybe a seventh of the way down this article, and that's just the features. Now we have technical changes. There are so many technical changes, simply because they rewrote the way item data is stored, NBT data. So there is so many technical changes, just talking about all the different item tags that are now there. There's also a lot of changes with like player tags and entity tags, and it will allow a lot of things with like RPGs. So I'm just going to go through the subtitles on these images and the bullet points, main bullet points for technical changes, but I'm not going to go through and read all these because that will take hours. So, in the crafting interface, a stick with 5 eyes has been crafted with 3 sticks in the grid using a custom data pack. You can see it's got a custom recipe, and it automatically has a subtitle and italicized font. A player is eating a customized stick by using an attached food component. So, you can eat things that you can set things to be edible or not. Various mobs have been resized, making use of the scale attribute. You can scale mobs, but not only mobs, any entity, including players. And this one says, a tiny Kai, scaled down with the scale attribute. And you can do it the opposite. A very large Sunny is walking up 3 block tall steps in a cherry grove biome, making use of the step height and scale attributes. So, I think these are going to be great for, like, RPG data packs or things like that, where you can, like, make people do lots of things, custom potions, just really going to allow a lot of fun stuff. So I'm going to read the bullet points of the technical changes, the main ones. The data pack version is now 41, the resource pack version is now 32, the game now requires Java 21, the game now requires a 64-bit operating system, the included Java distribution is now the Microsoft build of OpenJDK 21.0.3, added transfer and cookie packets for custom servers, added an option to use a faster region file compression algorithm on dedicated servers, added a reserved region file compression ID for third-party servers to use for custom compression implementations, changes to optimizing worlds, improved server TPS debug chart, allowed server operators to view dedicated server TPS debug chart, added JFR, Java Flight Recorder, events for individual chunk reads, Minecraft.chunkRegionRead, and writes, Minecraft.chunkRegionWrite. So lots and lots all the way down this list. We're still going. Almost done. And we're done. So, it does have more on experimental features, but I'm not going to go through these experimental features because I'd rather go through them once they are fully out in 1.21 to save time. So, now let's go ahead and move on to 1.20.80 for Bedrock. So this is Minecraft Bedrock 1.20.80. This is the Bedrock version of 1.20.5. And I'm not going to go through and read the main stuff because I want to say that for the next episode. But there are some other changes. Tamed wolves, health, and damage. That has been changed just like Java. I'm not going to go through and read that because it's on the other changelog that I just read. Realms Stories. Introducing Realms Stories, a new social hub for your realm. The story feed lets you share your greatest gameplay moments with your fellow realms members. The timeline lets you see when other members are playing on the realm. The members tab shows a list of all realm members and their permission levels. Realm events, stories that get posted automatically when certain player actions are taken in the realm. There are 19 unique realm events so far, and I haven't been able to find any images of this, but I mean, it seems pretty cool. I don't use realms, I just host it locally, but it would be nice if there was some API that you could use to, like, host this as a web server to use for non-realms things, but I doubt they'll ever do that. Enhancements to finding friends. We've improved the way you connect with players in Minecraft to help you follow and friend players. We added multiple features, including lists of recommended and suggested friends, improved search to give partial results while you're typing, ability to share your profile information through a QR code or share link, and they added a handy button that copies your gamer tag to the clipboard. And then there's a bunch of fixes and changes. I'm not going to go through and read all these, but there's a few that I thought were interesting. Rabbits are now more likely to spawn in groves than before, and foxes are less likely to spawn in groves before. Sweetberry Bush now drops up to 6 sweetberries when mined using a fortune enchanted tool, and fully grown coca pods now more consistently drop 3 coca beans. Shields can now partially block damage dealt by Guardians and Elder Guardians laser attack. Increased maximum render distance to 36 for Xbox Series S and X consoles. The updated You Died screen is no longer experimental. The feedback button has been moved from main menu to the settings screen under the general tab with label Help Center. Increased the time interval for showing a standard loading tip. There's a bunch of technical updates, updated add-on template packs, general API, mods, blocks, cameras, commands, components, entity filters, Molang, recipes, experimental technical updates for API, blocks, commands, entity components, and items. And then, actually, there's one more that we have, and this is I did not know that they made this, but this is very short, so I figured I'd go ahead and touch on it. And this is Minecraft Bedrock and Preview 1.21.0.23. So this is for 1.21, the update with the trial chambers and everything. And so there's a lot of stuff in here, but I'm just going to cover the things that I found interesting. The Trial Chambers map has been renamed to Trial Explorer map. Tweaked the cost of applying the mace's exclusive enchantments to the enchanted table. There's some changes to mob effects with infested. Silverfish will now spawn at the center of the infested entity's bounty box and fling out in the direction the entity is facing. Now has a 10% chance to spawn 1 to 2 silverfish instead of 5. Weaving now more consistently spawns 2 to 3 cobwebs on death and no longer places cobwebs if the mob griefing game roll is turned off. Entities affected by weaving can now move through cobweb with 50% of their normal speed instead of 25, and no longer places cobwebs if the mob griefing game roll is turned off. Bad omen gained by drinking an ominous bottle will no longer emit particles around the player. Players are now chosen 50% of the time instead of mobs for dropping projectiles on top of. When using touch controls, nether portals can once again be destroyed by destroying the portal surface. Added 4 new ambient cave sounds. These aren't in Java yet, but I'm sure they'll come soon. Hey, future me here. Instead of you just hearing quiet, distorted versions of the tracks, you're actually going to hear the full tracks because future me is adding that in. Past me didn't think about that. So, this might sound out of place. And I just listened to a sample of them, and they are creepy, which is very good. That's how the cave ambient should be. Trial spawners now emit trial omen particles instead of skulk soul particles when becoming ominous. Added a new HUD overlay that displays the number of days played in a world. The overlay is enabled with the show days played world setting. Splash potions now have the same duration as drinkable potions. There's a bunch of technical updates with the API components editor. There's a bunch of experimental technical updates with API and graphical. So that's all the news we have. So I'm going to give my thoughts. I'm going to try to keep this brief because this episode's already going on a little long. I'm very happy with the new UI for Java. I think it looks very nice. Spawn chunk changes, I don't really care that much. I'm probably for the server, I think it's going to stay at 10. Is what by default, but I'm going to lower it down to 5 to help the performance of the server. So it will be lower than it was before, but it will be some amount of chunks. I'm not quite sure how many that will be, but I'm going to set it to 5 instead of 10. I like the new unique sounds for cobwebs. Bees have always looked a bit weird when they're flying, so hopefully these flying behavior changes should help with that. The new technical changes, I'm just waiting for somebody to make a data pack that, like, is a full-fledged, like, RPG data, like, adds new potions that you can drink, or, like, just lots of things like that, like, new items, or, like, maybe the more you do things, the better you get at it. Just, that would be cool. That would be really cool, so I'm hoping somebody makes something with that. don't really have any other thoughts on 1.20.5 with a Bedrock Edition, 1.20.80. I honestly don't have any thoughts. And same with the beta and preview, although I do think Trial Explorer map is... It has more parity with the other Explorer maps than a Trial Chambers map. And I like the cave ambience. I like the new cave ambience sounds. I hope those will come to Java. I'm sure they will. I think the new HUD overlay with the show days played, I think that's neat. I do wish that they would make that a user setting, like a client-side setting instead of a server-side setting, so that not everybody would have to have that on if they don't want it. Just like show coordinates is also like that. I wish they would change show coordinates too. Like maybe make it's a server-side thing, whether that can be turned on or not, and then it's a client-side thing, whether that is actually shown or not. And then, yeah, that's really all there is. So now let's move on to the outro. So if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by responding to any Spotify Q&A question, preferably one from a recent episode. It helps me organize them better. You can send me an email at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com. You can send me a voicemail at podcasters.spotify.com/pod/redstoneweekly/message. That's soon going to be deprecated, so send those in soon. And you can leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Leave a 5-star review, not rating review. That's the only way I can see your username, and I'll give you a shout out. And I am open to ideas for Let's Talk episodes, because I'm running out of ideas, and those are they actually perform really well. So if y'all have any ideas, do let me know. You can help out the show by leaving a 5-star Apple Podcast review. That helps out a ton, as well as sharing this podcast with friends and family. You can join my server that recently launched. Right now it's on 1.20.4, which means Java players will have to use the versions feature in the Minecraft launcher, and Bedrock players, unless they haven't updated their Minecraft, will not be able to play for a few, at max, a few weeks, but like it should really not be more than like 2 weeks. So by June, it will be good. Hopefully it'll be up sooner. I'll let you know on the podcast when it's good for Bedrock players to be joining again. It's on 1.20.5. You can check out my Flickr, flickr.com/redstoneweekly. That's just where I have photos from my survival world. They help add some context. And you can check out my blog at podcastredstoneweekly.blogspot.com. I haven't really been working on it in a while. Just been trying to focus on my podcast and the server. But I may get back to it one day. But for now, it's on a hiatus. And that's all I have. So I will see you in the next episode.